Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 28. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There's now a big billboard coming in to Missouri from Illinois that says, "Be kind to one another," on the right side of the road. Well, who can disagree with that, I suppose? But it does sound a little school marmy to me, and it rings a little hollow. I mean, coming from a billboard, I don't know what gods are sending that message or why. It also is right across the highway from another sign entering Illinois that says and boasts that here you can still get a free and safe abortion, which rings a little hollow with the other one, I think. Most of all, it appeared this week. Hollow, I think, after something so devastating as a shooting in our schools. They say that our prayers do nothing, and really we've had enough prayers. We need more action. I'm not sure be kind to one another is really something that conquers such evil as we've seen. Now contrast that with what St. Paul does constantly, which is when he tells us to be kind to one another, he beseeches us by the mercies of God to turn to one another in love. I think that is entirely different. This is how we have learned Christ, dear Christians. Paul says, be baptized. Put off again the old man. Be renewed in Christ Jesus our Lord. You are a new creation. You're a new man in Christ Jesus. You're clothed with him, as Paul so often loves to remind us. You bear the marks and the likeness of your God. You're declared righteous by his blood. Now you're set apart for his holy purposes. Paul summarizes it as putting away falsehood, since we have put on instead the truth. In fact, the verse right before our text is that the truth is in Jesus. That could fit on a billboard, I suppose. We know that the early church in Acts was known as the way, from Jesus' statement, the way, the truth, and the life. But we see now that Paul's moving on to claim the next phrase for us, his church also, that we are the truth as well, in Christ Jesus, who is the truth. And this is, we should learn to love and embrace this name, dear Christians, and the calling that it gives to us. For this is exactly what Paul writes to Timothy as well. He says the church is the household of God. We're the children baptized into him. We're the house of the living God, and the church is the pillar and the buttress of the truth. And what is most needed among us is that we speak the truth with each other. Yeah, I'd like a billboard to say that, I suppose. Speak truth with one another. Well, except for two reasons, because we here doesn't mean the city of St. Louis or the world. It means the church in particular, us, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. And I don't want to pit the truth of God against the kindness that we are to show to one another in any way. We're baptized into Jesus. We've been brought into the ark of his church. And this means not only that each of us is a new creation, but all of us together in Christ are members of one another, as it says. We're on the way together. We do share a life together. That means that speaking the truth with one another is also just as necessary. So if you're a Christian employee, speak with your coworkers and do it truthfully. It means speak sincerely, not sarcastically. Speak openly and honestly, not guardedly or trying to save something for later that might help you in the future. Speak to the neighbor that it concerns, whatever the issue is, good or bad, rather than to talk to all of the other neighbors that we have. Talk to the person who ought to and could do something about it. Actions likewise must be truthful, Paul says. Honest work with your hands, a fool's day's work. And we might add, not just with hands, but with minds and with keyboards also. And do not cultivate anger as if it were a virtue. Paul says, put it away. That's safe advice. This is how a Christian is kind to one another and how they are truthful. Now, I confess that the law always accuses. But this too belongs to the truth that St. Paul wants us to speak with one another. Paul quotes from Psalm 4 here, which says that we're to put away the anger quickly, we're to lament it to God in prayer, right? Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, is how Psalm 4 goes. We're to lament our anger and our frustration to God in prayer rather than to let it dominate us or to complain about it to everybody else. And the sun is not to go down on us until there is reconciliation. Maybe that's not literally, although I think that's a fine way to take it. At least it means have urgency to be reconciled to your brother. In the church's life together, the last service of every day featured that Psalm 4, and it also featured a simple practice of confessing sins to one another, to be reconciled. It's the beginning of Compline. And some people think that this is a secular or a recent invention, that we would all be mutually confessing to one another and everybody's forgiving each other. It sounds a little too lovey. Be kind to one another, right? But it's not. It's very ancient. It comes from a time when the church lived together quite physically and was aware of it, when the church knew it couldn't refrain from speaking the truth to each other as members of one another, even the pastor together with his people. Dear saints, this is the way that you and I have learned Christ. He's the forgiver of sinners. That's the truth that finally we all end up in Him, if we are honest. The one whose mercies are new each day and each evening, the one who makes all things new in this forgiveness of sins. And that's all to say that we can be confident that the forgiveness of sins that is spoken to one another, that's remembered in holy baptism, that's fed to us in the Lord's Supper, in all of these various ways, this forgiveness of sins will bear fruit. In Jesus Christ, it always bears fruit. So don't hear this epistle in vain or think it hollow talk. And even if it does convict you and me, I'm speaking the truth. The truth is in Christ Jesus. And it is His gracious will that you and I also be, each of us, a new man in Christ, and to be members of one another, therefore, in Him, because He is full, not hollow, full of grace and truth. In fact, Paul says it perfectly at the end of this chapter, if we would read on. I say it probably would be an improvement on that billboard. He says, "Be kind to one another, be tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.